I was sitting alone in a restaurant in Lincoln, Nebraska, having a cup of tea, when two men walked in and sat at the table next to mine. They were discussing the upcoming local elections. I couldn't help but overhear their conversation as they tried to figure out the best way to get their man elected. They freely admitted that their candidate was not doing very well. He was behind in the polls and was not running a strong race at all. Finally, one of them said, "Maybe we should just abandon the idea of trying to help our man make a better showing and concentrate whatever weakness we can find in his opponent. Maybe we can find a chink in his armor. Then maybe we can drag him down and our man can be elected." They both agreed that was a good idea. Soon they got up, paid the bill, and went out into the political world looking for something in their opponent's voting record or personal character or political life that they could use to bring him down. Now, the dictionary defines a chink as a narrow opening, a crack, a slit. These two men were not looking for something big enough to drive a Mack truck through. All they needed was a narrow little slit, a small hole in the man's background that might prove to be his downfall. Now, Christian, think of that in light of your personal walk with God. Is there a chink, a narrow slit, that could prove to be your downfall? As I have helped people grow in Christ over the years, one of the chinks many Christians have is that they do not have a good grasp on the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. What sort of grasp do you have on the Bible? Do you read it regularly or only occasionally? Do you have a regular study plan? Are you engaged in a consistent practice of Scripture memory? Maybe you don't quite know how to study the Bible. Many sincere Christians are frustrated, not because they lack desire, but because they simply don't have a plan of attack. Get help. Ask your pastor. Go to a Bible bookstore. Neglecting the Word of God leaves a chink in your armor, possibly just enough of a crack to allow the devil access to your life and cause you to fall. Every day, take up the sword of the Spirit. For the Navigators, I'm Leroy Imes.